Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mel Mazzara. Batting second. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Kress applying the tag. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazzara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mazzara moves to second. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazzara. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress strikes out. There goes Clift. The throw from Sewell to second, and Clift is out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuinn moves to second. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Hefner moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mazzara for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Steinbacher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazzara. Steinbacher reaches second base with a double. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2. White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn throws to Kress, who throws back to McQuinn, who tags Owen for the double play. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazzara hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thompson pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Steinbacher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress bunts towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's White Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McQuinn moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hefner for the out. McQuinn moves to third. 2 outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 5-4, Browns. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mazzara for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Owen for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Boesberger. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.